everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm here today with Zeho Park. Zeho, could you introduce yourself to the audience?
All right. Thank you, Richard, for inviting me. And I'm an assistant professor in economics at National Taiwan University. I'm Korean, but I'm just working in Taiwan. And I did econ PhD, economics PhD in the US. And then while I was doing econ PhD there, and then I realized that this cultural relativity issue is really a type of issue that I cannot avoid, even if my research has nothing to do with cultural war stuff, but still. So today I will majorly talk about this cultural war type of issue in the context of Korea. And then I want you to really realize that this cultural war is not just a Western issue, but it's a global issue because you guys are exporting this to a lot of countries.
Yeah, so you grew up in Korea, you studied your PhD at the University of Chicago, and now you're at Taiwan National University, so you've been around. And yeah, I mean, we started talking a few years ago about feminism in Korea. It's a, you know, from the outside looking in, it seems very powerful and very radical. And it seems to have inspired a backlash amongst young men. In Western societies, people talk about the backlash to feminism sometimes among young people or young men. And in Korea, it seems like to have much more, it's be much more of a political force. And politicians, you know, appeal to it, and it seems to have a cultural impact. So that's my impression, and I think the impression that a lot of people get in the Western media about feminism in Korea. What's right or wrong or potentially incomplete about that?
One thing that I really need to emphasize here is that we can observe that the type of topic and the type of issue that divide feminists and anti-feminists are really different in Korea compared to the U.S. Like in the U.S., if you think about those critics against feminism, like Ben Shapiro, Mike Knowles, I mean, these famous right-wing conservative, they are traditionalists, they are religious. They criticize feminism from a rather religious point of view, religious and traditionalist point of view. And as a consequence, the topic that they care the most about in every single election cycle is abortion, 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 abortion. That's the biggest and the most controversial gender issue. It seems to be the case that abortion is the most often talked about gender issue in the U.S. And then even in other issues, the divide between feminists and anti-feminists in the U.S. seems to be the case that anti-feminists are religious and traditionalist. And then, but that's not the case in Korea. So that's the biggest distinction, I'd say. And for instance, abortion is not that controversial. That's not something that I have never seen any election cycle, presidential or congressional, or any election cycle where abortion is really an issue. It's not an issue.
But from which perspective, Korean, are they permissive on abortion? They're not that permissive, but it's just not an issue, right?
Yeah, I mean, there is a law against abortion, but it's not a radical. I mean, there was a constitutional court's ruling that expanded the circumstances where abortion is allowed. But even before the constitutional ruling, people knew that many people do abortion. And then it was something that people do anyways, even if it's illegal. And then whether it's a pro-abortion or anti-abortion, that's not really a type of issue that divide left wing and right wing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And then I think much of the reason is because most Koreans are secular. Most Koreans are secular. And then religious affiliation is just a minority of population. You see, the fraction of religious people in Korea is larger than other East Asian countries, but still. Even besides this abortion issue, the divide between feminists and anti-feminists is not really fight between feminists and traditionalists. And so the case in point, there are so many cases they can attest to that, but the recent event that Richard also tweeted about is also related. It's type of issue that shows you that feminists are, in Korea, anti-feminists are rather more pro-sexual liberalization,
mm-hmm.
and then anti-censorship. And then, so yeah, even, yeah, I know that even in the West, even in the US, broadly speaking, there are two types of feminism. One type of feminism is, say, pro-sexual liberalization, and the other type of feminism is pro-censorship. There are these two versions of feminism, and it appears that this pro-censorship version of feminism is the type of feminism that has been majorly imported to Korea. And so whenever this type of issue comes up, when, let's say, so the thing that I last time talked about is Blackpink costume, nurse costume issue. Yeah, so Blackpink. Yeah, this is the type of controversy that you guys, English-speaking audiences, can also understand, because Blackpink, the K-pop girl group, and then they had a music video where they were wearing a nurse costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's nothing sexually provocative. It's really fine.
You showed me. It's like a long skirt. It's like a long skirt that goes beyond the knees, right? Or close to the knees, and like a shirt. And this is like a sexy nurse, but not that sexy. Right.
Yeah, Korea is very, but not that sexy. It's not, I cannot say it's a sexually provocative.
Mm-hmm.
If that is sexually provocative, then it's so many elements of other music videos in the US will be sexually super provocative, but that is not sexually provocative at all. And even in that case, what happened was that feminists criticize the music video, says that it's a sexual objectification, which is anti-women's rights. And then the thing is that the company, the Blackpink's company, had to cancel that, had to remove that part of the music video because of the pressure from feminists. Uh-huh. And so feminist pressure is that strong. So this is a really big company, Blackpink's company. It's one of the biggest entertainment companies in Korea. And then they had to back down. And it was nothing. It was not a sexually provocative nurse costume, but anyways, and then you might also think that, yeah, maybe that's just a fringe feminists who actually say that, but actually they are not fringe. Feminist activists who later go to Blue House, which is a Korean version of White House, so it's a Korean White House. Some of the Korean feminist activist who were also against this music video, where Blackpink music video, she entered Blue House, and then but that was not the current administration.
Yeah, so she met the prime minister.
Yeah, previous president. Yeah, left-wing feminist president. And then, so it's not fringe. It's really powerful. Pro-censorship feminism is really powerful in Korea.
Yeah.
And then remind me,
Korea has a presidential system, or they have a prime minister? Which one?
Presidential.
So they met the president, the feminist who was against the nurse outfit in the music video, met the president in the Blue House?
No, she was hired. It is not just meeting the president. Oh, she was hired in the Blue House.
Uh-huh. To do what?
Sorry, what?
To do what? What was she hired for?
Yeah, so her official title, I mean, let's see. Her official title was what?
It's not important. Yeah, you don't have to look it up.
It is not just nothing.
Yeah.
It was
right.
It was one of the
So in America,
really tough, one of the very high positions. It's really one of the very high positions.
So in America, if there's a feminist march, usually their biggest complaints are they want abortion, or it will be some kind of wage gap or something like that, job or representation. So maybe reproductive rights, representation. It sounds like from you, what do the feminists, if you see a feminist and they have a march, what's the number one, what's likely to be the number one, number two issue that they worry about?
Yeah, they talk about reproductive rights as well. They talk about gender wage gap as well. But so, for instance, although they talk about reproductive rights, that's not the type of topic that generates an intense fight between feminists and anti-feminists. And that's because, that's not the type of issue that Koreans. Korea, that's not the type of issue that's controversial.
But how come they're not? Then the laws in abortion should be much more liberal, because the way you sound, nobody cares about abortion. If the
you have reached the end of the free recording for this episode of Clown Car. To listen to the rest of the episode, please consider becoming a paid subscriber.